Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
Dollhouse Radio, and without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Good evening, you horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the true front and back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, the sexy hot milk with natural 34F tips. For those who don't know me, you can follow me on Twitter, Boobzilla Triple X, my Instagram, DeLuca Desiree, and the show's Instagram is TruthFront2Back, and you can also follow the show on Twitter at TruthFrontBack. So...
Hello.
Yay. You can also, my co-host, I am here with my co-host. I've had a full of things. My sexy Karen Fisher. Karen, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Karen Fisher, the ultimate MILF. You can follow me on at sexy Karen Fisher. And you can see all my best content at sexykarenxxx.com.
Woohoo! So we have some interesting topics for tonight. And we have the ultimate penthouse pet. I do believe she was December 2015.
Yeah.
Misty Bloom will be joining us at 9 p.m. midnight Eastern Standard Time, so that will be exciting. And then our porn news is pretty exciting as well, so that will be very interesting to get to that topic.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah, our producer will might chime in because he likes that kind of stuff.
Oh, he does. I heard that about him.
What happened?
I actually heard that about him. What he's into.
He likes that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it's very interesting. We're going to be having Misty Stone, the She's been in the industry for many years now, and she's very well nominated for a lot of things. Female Performer of the Year, Best Supporting Actress, Best All-Around Girl Couple Scene, Best Oral Sex Scene. And
nice.
4 years, yeah, she's been nominated for 4 awards for AVN, which that's awesome.
That is awesome. That's very cool.
To get nominated is a huge thing, but then they have actual 4 awards. That's totally awesome. So we'll be speaking with her later this evening. And, yeah, so what's going on with you?
What is going on with me? You know what? Nothing. I was in Portland last week. We talked about that. Just visiting family. And then I just got back yesterday, and, yeah, there is nothing going on. I'm looking forward to getting back to shooting and back into the swing of things after kind of being away for a while. So that is what's up with me. What is up with you?
Well, from what I can tell, like, I had a very important business meeting today pertaining to the industry. So hopefully, I don't want to disclose all the information, but if it goes through, things are looking good. You already know what I'm talking about, but I can't say over the radio right now because I don't want to jinx myself.
Okay. Well, I have my fingers crossed for you. So
what happened?
You'll have to let us know. I said I have my fingers crossed for you. You'll have to let us know when you find out.
Yeah, I know. Cross your boobies too as well.
Okay, they're crossed. Everything is crossed except for my legs. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I see that actually Misty was on the Sons of Anarchy as well, the final season.
Yeah, looking at her bio, and she's actually been involved in a bunch of really cool projects. So she has a nice, nice body of work behind her.
Yes, she does. And I just actually finished the last season this week. And I must say that I'm very disappointed how it ends. I don't know if you watched that series.
I don't.
It's a very good series, but I'm just very disappointed on how it ended.
So that's the one, it's like about a motorcycle gang or something? Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
Or that's the one? Okay, that's what I thought. I've never watched that. I know a lot of people like it, but...
A lot of girls. Jenna Jameson was in the last season of Sons of Anarchy. I picked her out. I was looking for Misty, but I wasn't sure what season she was on until I got the bio. But there's a lot of the porn girls that were in the Sons of Anarchy.
You know, somebody actually sent me an email saying that they were scouting for the Sons of Anarchy. And I kind of blew it off just because I thought it was, like, BS. Now I'm wondering if it was legit or not. I guess I will never know. I know.
Maybe.
I get so many BS emails that I'm usually just like, eh. I
know,
don't.
But damn it.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It still could have been, like, just some, you know, some random guy, like, trying to mess with me. Who knows?
Oh, you're funny. All right, so that's going to be very interesting when we come back. So we're going to just pay some fucking bills, and you're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Awesome.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dial House Radio? Email your inquiries to Hatter Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DialHouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yes, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have all the baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busting champagne corks in the air. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes, sir.
All days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model, body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blames it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch.
Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
After champagne, we copping Patron, taking shots till we're gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Drinking drink dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Damn, you look good, girl. Back that ass up.
Step
behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yeah.
Smoking on homegrown, fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook's finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper.
Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yeah. I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent.
Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Holding the club on fire, getting their groove on.
Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing.
My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle, whap the bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, we copping Patron. Taking shots till we're gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Man, drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight, when we get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club.
Little mama got her eyes on me.
We gon' have all the baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me.
We gon' have all the baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
Back, you were just listening to Party Until the Lights Come On by Low on Dollhouse Radio on Truth Front and Back. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, and I'm here with my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
So what did you want to talk about tonight? Your porn news?
Well, I think you probably got the same memo as I did, I'm assuming. About Mia Isabella.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Oh, you know what? I was going to talk about this. Honestly, there was not a lot going on in porn this week. I just think it's kind of funny that Topco has a new twerking butt toy coming out. I guess it's like a twerking butt that, like, it's meant for men, and the butt, like, twerks on your dick, I guess, and you can control how the butt twerks, and it even has, like, a heating mechanism to make you get warm.
Yes. Yeah. I guess there's two different. There's like the. It's. What is it? Yeah, they have the top. It's the twerking butt or the twerking butt deluxe. I guess the deluxe version is the one that can get warm. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Are they able to penetrate it?
No, I honestly, this thing confuses. I don't really quite get it. I guess it just like twerks on your dick. It has different twerking patterns, customizable rhythms, massage speed, sensual vibrations, and it also has Bluetooth technology and, like I said, simulated body heat. Yeah.
It can also be
custom controlled with the included remote or via a smartphone or tablet. So it'll be it'll be on the shelf starting in August. So keep your eyes out for that one, guys. And if any of you buy it and use it, I want to hear back. I want to know, like, how does this thing work? I might have to seek one out just to, like, figure it out. So that
wow.
was my, I thought that was so, very
You know, I just called my publicist and I was like, give me something to talk about on the show, and this is what she tells me to talk about. Tyga's alleged mistress, Mia Isabel, speaking up about their alleged affair. It appears that she's not backing down. I guess Tyga is reportedly cheating on Kylie Jenner with Mia Isabel, a transgender actress, model, and escort. This is interesting. So I guess Tyga had a 3-year-long affair with Mia, according to a report. He cheated on his ex-girlfriend, Blac Chyna, as well. The celebrity gossip site received an anonymous email which claims that Isabella moved to Los Angeles and has been involved in a sexual relationship with Tyga.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I guess there's like to be an alleged sex tape of them. And there were some photos. But then I read another article, actually in
US
Weekly. On US Weekly, I guess she's saying that it's not true. So I would like to get to the bottom of this. I'm not sure what the real story is. She says
so
somebody
is saying it's not true now?
Yeah, now she's saying it's not true. And she said somebody hacked her account and is like impersonating her, basically.
So someone from US Weekly interviewed her?
Yeah.
And she obviously claimed that she had this affair with Titus, and now all of a sudden now she's saying she didn't?
That's according to US Weekly. yeah, that's what she's saying. So, you know, who knows, but that's what she said. Yeah.
Very interesting. So, it's, you know, I'm wondering if, well, he has a pattern of cheating anyway. Whether it's with a regular female or transgender or a dude, so.
Well, I read like Kylie was going to have him followed to see if he's cheating, and I'm just like, you know what? If you have to start having someone follow your boyfriend because you don't trust him, it's probably time to end the relationship. That's what I'm saying anyways.
And that's Karen Fisher's Relationship Advice 101.
That's my advice. If you have to hire someone to follow your boyfriend, you should probably just break up with him, or you should realize that you're insane. Because some people just don't trust anyone. Do you know what I'm saying? So it might not be the guy, but yeah.
Well, they have the money, so what is a couple $100 an hour for a private investigator too, because, you know, Kim and Courtney do it all the time.
I don't know. You know what? It's kind of the principle with me. I just think it's like if I found out if I was dating someone and he was having me followed, I would be fucking furious. I would be so mad. I would feel so like, wouldn't that piss you off? And it, you know, not because I'm doing anything and I'm trying to get away with it, just for the fact like that's so invasive, that would really, really bother me.
Oh, yeah. But I've been on the other end of hiring somebody like that, but that was when I was younger.
Well,
but
I've also had
a private investigator, so.
Really? I mean, I've definitely had, you know, when I was younger, I would think a boy was cheating on, this was like when I was really young. I would go over to his house or like go through his phone or, you know, those kind of type of things. But now for me, like if I can't trust you, I'm just going to end the relationship because I'm not going to put myself through that. I mean, that's how I feel. But because I've been through like a lot of that, you know, and it's just a lot of freaking drama. Who needs that?
Right. But I kind of feel sorry for if this rumor is true, you know, how Kylie has to feel, really, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, first her dad turns into a transgender, and now her supposedly boyfriend, it could be possibly cheating with one.
I didn't even think about that, but you're right. That would be kind of like,
whoa.
That would be very strange. At least Tyga's not cheating on her with her dad, Caitlin, now. So at least she can say that much.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious. That's hilarious. All right, so we're on that note, because I'm about to bust out laughing. We're going to go pay some more bills, and we'll be back. You're listening to Truth Run Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, something for breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. From a terrible dream, so I called up my pal Jack Daniel and his partner Jimmy Bean, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Alone with George Thorogood. As you know, as I am drinking alone, you're listening to Truth Friend Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, the great DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla, and my sexy co-host is sexy Cam Fisher.
Hey.
Well, I'm not really alone because, you know, Jack is with me. You know that.
Exactly. Well, and then you're technically, we're kind of together because we are both on the airwaves, so you are not drinking alone.
We're just drinking alone in the location, you know? So it's like, you know, I think that's our, like, our theme song, you know? the hazard, but I think our song is Drink Alone. So
yeah.
We are, hold on 1 second. So, yeah, so I'm technically not alone, but so tonight we have the lovely Misty Stone. She's born in, no, she's from California, raised in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
She started in an adult industry at the age of 19. 4 years later, she was nominated for 4 AVN Awards, Best Oral Sex Scene, Best All Girls Group Scene, Best Supporting Actress, and Female Performer of the Year, bringing home 2 awards. 1 for Hustler, Not the Cosby Show, XXX Best Parody. Stone also portrayed many different characters on a Cinemax television series called Van Sex Chronics. In addition, Stone has been on Sons of Anarchy, and she will be appearing in, or is, the December 2015 Penthouse Pet. So we want to welcome the sex scene, one and only Misty Stone to the show, Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey now, baby. Well, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Thank you very much. That was a very elaborate introduction there.
Well, you know, I had to do it up, you know?
Well, very nice to meet you, baby. Did I hear my ears correctly? Is Danica Dane in the building today? Okay, then I didn't hear my ears correctly. I thought one of the hosts. What was one of the hosts' name was Danica or something like that?
No, Vicky
Karen, Karen Fisher and Desiree DeLuca.
Ah, I heard that incorrectly. Well, hello, ladies. Very nice to chit chat with you today.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you for joining
us.
So tell us how it is being in the industry for you. When you were nominated for these four awards, did you see that coming?
Well, I've been in the industry 10 years, and at this moment in time, I'm not getting nominated for anything at this time. But then, back then when I was being nominated for everything in the book, you know, honestly, it all just came so fast. When you're young and you're not really paying attention, you're not really focused or really noticing how everything is happening so fast and how you're becoming this superstar overnight, you know, you don't really appreciate it. But later when you're not getting those same, you know, nominations, you're like, damn, you know, remember those days when I was getting nominated for everything and I didn't remember what I was nominated for? Now, if I got nominated for something, I would definitely remember.
So since you've been in the industry 10 years, obviously you see a difference from now until then.
Of course.
What would you say that changed?
Sorry, we're both talking at the same time. Yeah, I'd like to hear your perspective.
What would I say about what? About being in the business over 10 years? I don't understand the question, Bevan.
About how the industry has changed over time.
In particular, I am part of that change. I tend to, right now, I do a lot of mentoring for a lot of the African-American young women in the industry who are looking to be young starlets and superstars of this industry. And I just give them advice and show them the ropes and speed up their process and show them, you know, how to make themselves known and market themselves and build their brand and different things of that nature, just things that I'm knowledgeable to that they don't have the access to. And, you know, they look at me as kind of like their mentor. You know, they look for questions and they want to know who to go to. So I'm kind of that go-to girl. And change is good. Change is always good. It's changing as far as just things are happening a lot faster for the African-American young ladies, and we're getting more opportunities. We haven't gotten the opportunity to have a lot more showcases, but it's happening. And just recently, we had two African-American women up for Penthouse Pet of the Year this year, myself as well as Skin Diamond. There's only been three black women to ever grace that cover of Penthouse ever. That would be myself, Skin Diamond, and Vanessa Williams. So, you know, change is good, and I'm part of that change. So we're just continuing to change it every day. There's not too many homes of African-American porn, you know, where they just shoot all black porn except for Lexington Steele. He's the only one that's really doing that. So I'm looking to bring back Misty Stone Productions to surface so that we can still have a home that where we can shoot black porn and it can be bought and sold and make money off of it, you know?
That's awesome.
Very cool.
So, back 10 years ago, there was not too many of African-American performers.
Oh, there were a whole lot of us. Oh, many of us. There was more African-American performers than there are now, which is very interesting. We had more talent agencies that were all black. We had more black companies shooting. There were more black porn, and now it's just not the same. Like I said, mm-hmm. There's only one company, and that's Evil Angel, that has Lexington Steele shooting his own line there that is all black movies. There's just no home for us. There's no, it's not being shot, Bevan.
Oh, wow. So I see that you were on the Hustlers, not the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. that parody show?
Well, that was back in 2010.
you well, guys that was over in your notes.
Okay.
Your notes.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you about that movie back in 2010. What was it? It was one of my first movies that I did that pretty much got me noticed, I suppose, because people didn't really notice me until around 2009, 2010. Maybe that was 2009. I started back in 2006, but just for some reason, that was one of those movies that kind of blew me up and people kind of noticed. And the reason for that, I think, was because that's when the parodies start getting really big. You know, everybody started to do parodies. X-Play, you know, Jeff and Scott over there at X-Play, they were shooting for Hustler at the time. And it just was really big on parodies. And I happened to be the black face that, you know, used to just do all the parodies. I did every single one of them, from Saved by the Bell to Avatar to even The Honeymooners, where you wouldn't even think there would be any black people in the movie at all. But, yeah, so that kind of helped me get to
where you are today, right?
Yeah, you know, as far as my reputation and being and starting to get it built. That's where it started. That's where it all started, I think.
Oh, awesome. So we're going to actually take a caller. We have a caller for you from area code 561. I do believe that's Florida. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Sweet Pea. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Well, hello, Sweet Pea.
Nice to talk with you ladies tonight.
Thank you for
Very
calling
good to
in.
Talk to you as well.
Misty, I noticed you've been in a lot of parodies. What kind of parody would you like to see being made soon?
You know, gosh, I forget the word for this these type of movies. Me and my publicist were talking about it the other day, James. What are those type of movies? You know, those old school, like 70s, you know, movies. What is the name of that genre of movie? Does anybody know? Nobody knows. The black movie.
Black and
you know,
white?
No, not the black and white. The black, prominently black people. Black movies, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, you know, where they had those really cool. Well, anyways, I would like to see a lot of those. They have a. There's
like
a,
Chef
there's a,
or something
there's a
like
name.
That?
Yeah, definitely. There's a name for those type of movies, that era of movies, and I would love to see a lot of parodies like that. Nobody has really done those, and I think it'd be a great hit. Absolutely.
Nice, and I also have seen a recent mainstream film that you've done, Invisible Centerfold. I think it's with Christine Wynn.
Yes,
that was a great movie.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it, definitely.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
You're always beautiful, and keep up the great work in everything that you do.
I will definitely do that, baby. Thank
you,
Thank sweetie.
You, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anytime. Have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
We have actually another caller for you, Misty.
Bring them on. Keep them coming.
I know.
Keep coming, baby.
He's from New York. I think his name is James. Hello, James. Welcome to the True Friend Back.
James, are you there, sweetheart? Oh, we lost James.
Oh, James disappeared.
Well, that's okay, James.
Dang it,
give us a call back. We'll try again.
Okay. So, Karen, did you have any questions for Misty? I know you had another question for her.
You know, I was going to ask her it's kind of the same question that the other guy just asked. So, what project would you like to do in the future? I know you kind of said you wanted those old 70s and 80s style movies. Is there anything else like you really, really, really would like to, you know, to do with your do in your career that you haven't gotten to do, or something that you'd like to do more of?
Yeah, I would love to do a showcase of Misty Stone movie, like All Me. You know, I have yet to have that opportunity to do that. And I just feel like it's unfair that we don't get those same opportunities. You know, we're superstars too, or we're starlets too. And, you know, we just don't get those opportunities to do showcases. I've been in the business 10 years and I have one showcase movie. And they're talking about doing another one. with that same company, but it's going to be a compilation movie. So that means that they're not going to shoot me. It's going to be old stuff that I haven't, that I've seen many years ago, you know? So it's not going to be new. It's going to be the old Misty Stone. It's not really that sexy. So it just seems like it's unfair. And it's like, wow, you guys can't put forth a little bit of money and effort to do a showcase on a black girl. So, yeah, I would like to see that. I would like to see more showcases, not just of me, but of all African-American women, period.
Yeah.
So tell me in this industry.
The ones that deserve it, though. You know what I mean, baby?
Oh, yeah, no, I hear you. That's kind of lame, the compilation. I will cross my fingers that you get your compilation movie. That would be
right.
Awesome.
I don't want a compilation movie. I don't want it.
Or not a compilation movie, but you get your showcase movie. Sorry.
Oh, yes,
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm like, no, I don't want it.
No, I meant to say showcase. Sorry.
So, Misty, tell us about your experience with the Sons of Anarchy in the final
season.
Oh,
there we go. Black, my friend just texted me. He said, I'm listening to the show. Shout out to Ralph. Thank you, baby. He just said he's listening to the show, and those black movies from the 70s are called blaxploitation films. That's what I would like to see more of, blaxploitation films. Thank you, Ralph.
Blaxploitation porn.
And shout out to Ralph, because he totally did an amazing job taking all the pictures out there in Chicago at my at the party that I hosted out there at Red Diamond. So thank you so much, baby. Those will be in avnmagazine.com and at avn.com and AVN Magazine coming up. So check those pictures out of my party.
Awesome. So tell us about your experience when you shot for Sons of Anarchy. What, you were in the final season?
I was in the final season, the very first episode, so it's not hard to find. If you have On Demand and it's available there still, then it's right there, mm-hmm. First episode, last season. It's kind of an interesting scene. It's a bunch of church people, and I'm part of the church group, and, you know, the church group is having a little fun. We're having a lot of fun, and we do... sexual favors for each other. and one of the preachers is in stockings, and he's videotaping me, and I'm getting my pussy ate by another guy, and the other guy's been fucking the ass, and it's just insane.
Oh, yeah, oh my God.
Wow. That's my kind of church.
And so then the Sons of Anarchy, I guess they mistaken us for the Chinese, or they're supposed to be going back and forth with these other guys, and they mistaken us for someone else, and they pop in. You're another kind of surprise, like, oh, shit, wrong people. And I'm very startled, and I'm very upset, and I'm obviously a super gangster because I have a gun under my pillow. And I get up under my silk pillow, and I grab my gun, and I pop everybody. But I don't – I shoot at the Sons of Anarchy, but I don't hit them. I actually hit my people, so we all kind of die. And then they bury us in the rain.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, but I wasn't really – watch that scene again, because, you know, it's hard to see it was you.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. Very good experience. The kids was amazing. They made me feel like family. They didn't treat me, you know, any differently. You know, what was a funny situation was that when I came to set, they told me in details, you know, come makeup ready. So I came makeup ready, of course, and... Of course, when I got there, because this is mainstream, they literally wiped my whole face completely off. That $150 that I spent on makeup, gone. So they were just like, you know, it's a different type of world, and this is not how we do things. And, you know, we just want you to look more natural. So I was pretty upset about, you know, that. But other than
that,
yeah.
I think James is back on. But for a different James from area code 323. Hello, James.
It's actually 347, but who cares? It's me. I'm on the air. That's what matters.
Oh, my God.
Well, hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And, Ralph, you beat me to it, you bastard. I was going to say it if my call was picked up the first. Blaxploitation is...
I couldn't remember for the life of me what that name of that era of movies was. And no
yes.
one was... I was just like, oh my gosh, but thank you so much. Yes, he said Ralph beat me to the punch.
Yes, Ralph. Shout out to Ralph. I know which Ralph you're talking about. Shout out to Ralph. He's a cool dude. I know who he is.
Yes, he's super cool.
Yes, super cool. So speaking of cool, you're the coolest of the cool. And
you actually parked in my parking spot. Good girl. I'm sorry, you guys. Mary Jean just came in the building. What up, Mary Jean?
Sounds like a hot
my
name.
Girlfriend just
I like
came
it.
Over. Sorry, I got
that's nice. Hot. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You don't know what's ever going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen on
Thank
live
you.
Radio.
I'm sorry. Like, my neighbor still loves my hat. I'm bringing my company upstairs. I'm so sorry, you guys. So, James, what was your question for me?
Well, my questions for you is I got a two-parter. First, we all know how this goes. First off, we all know we've been talking about it on my show a couple of times. We've been on my podcast on my show about your production company and what you've been going through. Is that almost settled? Because you were talking about earlier you want to get that straightened out. Is it close to being straightened out, or you still got to go through hurdles?
Do I still have to get what straightened out?
With your production company, because you were saying
I just decided to go ahead and throw that out the window with those people and who I was dealing with, because they are just ignorant, and that's just how that goes. Sometimes you have, you know, good people who want to work with you and make money with you, and sometimes you have ignorant people who just want to make money off of you and not give you a dime. So I ran into one of those, and now I've decided to get back up, stop crying about it, get up off my feet. I got out there and I did a little bit of research, did some phone calls, ran into an old friend, and I got a new investor. And so we're going to start trying to make it happen one more time. And this time really do something with it and have a website and have it going and up and running at all times, because that was a problem with my last, encounter.
It was
a beautiful website. I mean, just amazing. I would walk across the screen and talk to you and tell you that this is Misty Stone's official website. Welcome. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. It was really cute. But it was never functioning well, or it was always a problem, or, you know, we weren't making money. And it was just it was a mess.
Bingo.
But we're going to try it all over again, baby. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Reset, absolutely. And one more question, and then I'll bid adieu. You made my dreams come true.
Two more callers for Misty.
Just real quick. You made my dream come true with doing a scene with Tiana Trump. Awesome. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mommy knows best, I think. Or Mommy's girl for Girls Way. That was amazing. It was perfect. I mean, first of all, she's my baby girl. She's my protege. Mm-hmm. I happen to be her mentor, and I help her through this industry. So I'm kind of like her mama born in this industry. So it was just almost a beyond perfect scene, and it was the first time that we really got to get on camera and get down and dirty. I had her do the flips on my face. It was just awesome, because we've already had that friendship, that relationship, and we love each other, and we couldn't wait to get on camera together. So that was fun. That was a really great scene. I hope that it sells a lot and we get to do some more.
Yes, I will buy it right
so
now.
So go buy
Thank
that,
so
everybody.
Yes.
Girlsway.com. Myself
Absolutely.
And Tiana Trump.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Misty. Go keep kicking ass like you always do. And thank you, Desiree. And thank you, Karen. Let me on.
Team owners all day, baby. Team owners.
That's right. All day, every day. Team, oh my goodness.
Team,
right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there we go. That's what it is. Oh, my goodness.
Later, ladies. Have a good night. No problem. Thank you.
Night.
Night.
So our next caller, I believe, 323 for Misty.
Thanks. These guys are coming out of the
hood.
Oh, that's my hood. That's my hood right there. 323, what up, baby?
I'm a big fan of Misty. Just want to say you are an amazing performer. I love all your scenes, and I look forward to all your future endeavors.
Oh, yes, definitely. Have you heard of the Magic Mike XXL that just came out for Wicked Pictures? Do you have that?
No, okay. I can order that today on the internet?
Yes, absolutely. You can order that on the internet. If you go to my Twitter, Okay. If you go to my Twitter, I put down at Misty Stone XXX. I put down all of my brand new releases that just came out. I just did Black Panther 4 for Lexington Steel, Evil Angel. And then we also have, I also did Kill Bill XXX for Digital Playground, and then Sisters of Anarchy for Digital Playground as well with Bonnie Rotten. Badass scene. Must see. And if you do not have this movie, do you know who Roxy Reynolds is, baby?
Yes.
Okay. She just did her last retirement movie, and I'm in it. It's called Secrets of a Porn Star, which she also has the book as well. A must-see. You have to get it. It's a definite. Oh, my goodness. We go insane. I don't let her go. She's trying to disappear in the moonlight to the camera and shit, wave the camera off, and I just grab her and take total control. It's a really great scene. So thank you for your support, baby, and I appreciate you in the future. Thank you for buying your porn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good
time. Thank you for calling in. We have one more
definitely
caller for Missy,
that.
Area code 336.
Mm. Hello.
Well, hello there. How are you, baby?
How are you? You may
What's
be the
your
best
name and where are you
Twitter
calling from? Huh?
It's North Carolina.
North Carolina. What's your name, Bevan?
My name is Ben.
Ian, and what is your question or comment for me today? Or is it for me?
Couple, if you don't mind. First off, there are people that are talented as you in porn, but nobody's your. You are the most talented person of your own. Well, my God, my absolute favorite.
Oh, you are adorable. Thank you, baby. I definitely appreciate that love. Thank you, because
there's
some stiff competition out there. It ain't
a
joke.
That doesn't get any better than your films, all I can say about that. But
Thank you. Just to
clarify, and you're also the most entertaining follow on Twitter, may I say that?
I do give you a rub of your money.
You
don't, you don't know what's
don't
coming out of my mouth.
You don't tweet very much, but when you do, it's entertaining.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
I have to get the Sisters of Anarchy because I love the Sons of Anarchy show. I have to get that. I'm a total parody person, so just makes me think of your Cosby movie way back, but it was great.
Right? And it is a badass scene, baby. Me and Bonnie Rotten go hard. You know, she's like Squirt Woman at Elegant Angels, so she squirts all over the place. We have, like, black candle wax that we put all over our bodies.
Is the movie all-girl or just your scene is? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Just the scene in particular. It's not an all-girl movie, no. But all the Anarchy Sisters are, of course, girls. It's an all-girl cast, you know, as far as the main character.
Okay, I got you.
But no, it's not an all-girl.
Right. So you're the which one of you is supposedly the the leader of the gang? I guess Bonnie.
That would be Bonnie. Yeah, that would be Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie plays the leader.
Oh, I knew that. Well, I knew you were a good follower as usual.
Yeah, it's a great scene. Check it out, baby. Definitely.
We'll do. Thank you.
Thank you,
have
baby. Thanks for calling in.
And I know that you don't South loves porn. I may mention.
I don't do what?
Porn. I might mention.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry about that.
No. The South loves porn. Is all I was saying.
Oh, the South loves. Oh, well, thank you, and thank you to the South. Good looking from the South.
I don't necessarily think we make much of it here, but we want to.
Oh, wait, South loves porn. Well, you know, I'll be talent.
We buy a lot of it.
Oh, well, there we go now. I like it. We pay for our porn. I'll be in Dallas for Exotica, and you can meet me up close and in person, buy a movie from me personally and get an autographed picture or take a picture with me personally and keep it for your archives and save it for your rainy day. And we'll be in Dallas August 6th. No, it's this month. Is it next month? Shit,
it's
August 7th through the 9th.
August
7th through the 9th.
Yeah, or
there we
go.
Yep, 7th through the 9th, because the 6th I fly out, the 10th I fly back. So, yes, August 7th through the 9th, Exotica, we will be in Dallas. So come meet me, Reverend, since the South love me so much.
Right.
Yay.
So, Missy, go ahead and do your shout-outs and your content and Twitter and everything.
And your upcoming events, too. Yeah, where can people find you and see you?
Okay, thank you, Bevy. If you guys want to follow me, like I said before, you can go to my Twitter where I just post all the crazy stuff I do and all the new releases. That's Misty Stone XXX. I also have an Instagram, which is Misty Stone 420, because I'm very 420 friendly. if you want to do a little phone sex with me, I have verifiedcall.com where you can request me to be online and you can give me a call and we can chit chat and I can say goodnight to you. Also, I have an online store where you can buy some of my merchandise, movies, posters, body pillows, fleshlights, of course, because I'm the only mocha colored fleshlight girl. So you can get them at mistystoneonline.com. And if you're into a little bit of fetish, ball busting fetish, because I do a little bit of that, I have a website for you guys too, and that's mistystone.info. So just follow me and keep up with all the quirky stuff that I do. And definitely, if you do not have that Penthouse Pet of the Month Miss December issue, please get it, baby. Please go get it.
Yes.
And if you can't find
yes.
it, guess where you can find it at? mistystoneonline.com.
Nice.
Thank you. I love you guys so much for joining us for Truth Front Back on Dollhouse Radio. Unfortunately, we weren't able to take all the callers because the board filled up after this last caller.
Sorry, guys. Thanks for the guys.
Yeah, but sorry, guys. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to Truth Front Back. This is on Dollhouse Radio. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Jacuzzi, yeah. That food, smack it up, flip it, rub it down, oh no!